This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's 7:36 right now. You're listening to The Morning Run with Melissa, Chuang and Joyce. Looking at international markets now, global investors have labored through a bout of sustained selling in equity markets in the last week or so. The question is, will it last? Or is there some light appearing at the end of the tunnel? Now, to help us make sense of this, we have Kingsley Jones on the line with us from Australia. Kingsley is the founder and chief investment officer of Jevons Global. Good morning, Kingsley. Always a pleasure to have you on with us. Were investors calmed by seemingly positive headlines around Brexit and the Italian budget heading into the weekend? What do you think?
Well, I mean, European stocks have been sold down quite heavily in the correction so far. Especially in places like Germany, and a lot of that has to do with obviously the uncertainty in Europe over Brexit and Italy, but also pretty soft Chinese auto sales that were reported. And obviously Germany's a big exporter into the Chinese auto market. So I think there are still a few concerns there, but let's be honest, it's been a fairly protracted sell down so far, and it got more severe in Europe in the last week. So we think we're probably due for a bit of a relief rally now.
Kingsley, so you think after 10 days of selling, you reckon that we're due for a relief rally? You think that markets could have a positive performance this week?
Look, I think we probably need to get past the first couple of days this week because you probably saw over the weekend there were some announcements regarding President Trump obviously is due to meet Xi from China. But also there was an announcement yesterday that the U.S. is intending to pull out of the intermediate range nuclear missile treaty. So that'll kind of add a few tensions to the beginning of the week. But as I said, I think after this hefty selling that we've already seen, and also what to date is a fairly good reporting season in the United States, we may actually start to see a bit of a rally. What I think will happen, though, is we'll probably see some rotation between sectors as investors reconsider how they position their portfolios in the light of the, shall we say, the first part of the U.S. Earnings season. And the big standout there was a bit of margin pressure in some industries where companies were reporting that they had higher input costs or maybe finding it difficult to get labor.
Yeah, so Kingsley, you talked about how Trump and Xi are talking about, we will be discussing the G20 summit next month. What is that interaction or the potential interaction going to do in terms of clearing the fundamental pressures between the two countries from a trade perspective?
Well, we certainly hope so. You know, it would be good to see a reduction in shall we say, the temperature of the standoff between China and the U.S. But look, all bets are off in terms of what actually happens. I think the most encouraging thing is that they have intended to meet. I think in the background, probably what investors are concerned about is that it's not clear exactly what the agenda is now regarding the trade war, shall we say, or the conflict between China and the U.S., because there are some bigger strategic issues in the background, such as the China Made in China 2025 program for them to develop their own technology capacity, and obviously that's becoming more talked about in the U.S. as an example of strategic competition. So, I think we'll just have to wait and see what the results of that meeting are.
Kingsley, if I could come back very quickly to corporate earnings. Now, I want to kind of dive into this in terms of where you see some of the growth going in the corporate earnings.
Yeah. So, I think that the standout for us when we look across the market, and at times like this where, it's been a pretty long bull market in the U.S., unemployment's very low. So I think everyone in the investment markets is just a little bit concerned that they don't get overexcited about the past performance and start really focusing on where they want to be positioned for next year. And I think the expectation of most investors is that we're probably past the peak profit margins for the U.S. market. Mm-hmm. The number, incidentally, was about 11.2% across the whole market, and that's probably as much as 1.5% higher than, shall we say, normal. So at this time, when you start to see more scarcity of labor and also tariffs driving up input costs, you would expect to see margins actually start to contract in some industries. So the area for focus that we have is finding those industries that have the right combination of possibly even further margin expansion or at least the ability to defend their margin. and finding those industries at the right value. And for us, I think it's still early days because we're not still through the full earnings season in the US. But I think pharmaceuticals in the United States is looking quite good. There had been a fear that they would come under extraordinary pricing pressure because of some early initiatives of Trump, but that's now looking good. In the energy space, I think we're seeing cyclical earnings expansion, so that's pretty good. And selected financials, I think, are doing fairly well. The banks don't look too bad to us, but some of the funds managers obviously are under pressure.
So what's looking not so bright then, Kingsley?
I think within the technology space, we continue to like the quality majors, and that would be firms like Apple and Microsoft and Cisco, and I think Google as well. However, you are starting to see signs of margin pressure. For example, Facebook has continued to decline this year, and a large part of the reason for that is that their profit margins were very high previously at about 44%, and they're now having to provision extra staff to handle all the checks on news stories and other things, and that's adding to costs, so their margins are declining. Elsewhere in tech, we think that there's a lot of companies that haven't yet posted a profit, even though they're listed, and we would expect them to come under significant pressure last year to turn around their cash burn and start posting profits. So I think that's one key area. The other area that I think is important is in industrials. Some of the US industrials, they're great companies, but they're seeing higher input costs in steel and other areas. And I think that we could get some pressure there, particularly in autos. So we're on a bit of an alert there to see just how bad that situation might be.
Kingsley, we're right in the middle of what is traditionally quite a slow quarter, the third quarter. Now, some analysts are expecting 3.3% for US GDP this quarter. That's slower by quite a way from the 4.2% in Q2. What's that going to do in terms of earnings, do you think, and in terms of market performance?
Well, I think what we're really noticing here is the sugar hit of the tax cut that's rolled through the economy. So that's part. It's not the only reason, but it's part of the reason why you're seeing that slowdown in numbers. And I think the key here is we don't necessarily expect U.S. growth to accelerate from here, but it could well hold up at around the 3% level through next year. The big question mark is how much capital expenditure U.S. firms do, and that's why we're looking closely at what the margin pressure is in industrials and also what capacity utilization looks like. So, look, it's a bit of a mixed bag next year. We're still relatively positive, but I don't think we're going to see a return to that 4% growth number.
All right, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us. That was Kingsley Jones, the founder and chief investment officer of Jevons Global.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.